Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
So who saw the All in the Family and Jeffersons remakes last night on ABC?
I didn't. I wanted to, and I spaced it off.
I recorded it and then caught up with it later in the evening, and I enjoyed it. I really thought it was now... what they did was they took actual scripts. They did not vary from the language at all. So the N-word was used at least two or three times by George Jefferson.
And was Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxx playing George Jefferson. Wanda Sykes playing Wheezy.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson playing Archie Bunker. Marissa Tomei playing Edith Bunker. And Will Ferrell had a cameo as one of the characters in the Jeffersons, and I forget who else was in it. But they bleeped out, at least here on the West Coast, they bleeped out the N-word. It was two or three times it was used.
Yeah.
But it was the scripts verbatim from what they used, and there was language used back then that you just don't hear at 8 o'clock. On network television anymore. But here's this. They opened it with Woody Harrelson as Archie, Marissa Tomei as Edith singing the song.
Wide awake, Glendrilla play.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew who you were then.
All right, so you know how it goes. You know how the song goes. I got to say, none of them. What I enjoyed most about watching the show, and I think they did okay. They all did all right. But it gave me such an appreciation for that original cast, Brad.
Oh,
how
I bet, yeah.
Great Carol O'Connor was. How great Sherman Helmsley was. I mean, Jamie Foxx was probably my favorite of everybody who had although Wanda Sykes was good as Wheezy.
I heard Jamie messed up a couple lines or something like that, and they caught him on it.
He messed up, and he said, "This is live TV. This is live TV." The people watching this right at home right now are wondering, what happened to my TV? But then they got back into it, and you could see Woody Harrelson cracking up playing the Archie role in the corner of the room there. Original sets, Brad. They were sets.
That's cool.
Right out
with
of
the old green couch and everything. Yes.
Right out of the 70s. It was great. And I forgot how great Mother Jefferson was. They did not have, of course, the original Mother Jefferson.
Oh,
she's probably been dead for 30 years.
Yes, I remember her.
But they had a Mother Jefferson, and it just reminded me of how... But you know who did show up was the maid.
Roxy Rowe? No.
Marla Gibbs.
Marla Gibbs.
Marla Gibbs is like 80-something years old, and she played the role as was it Florence?
Yeah.
I think the Florence the Maid. So she played that role. It was really I loved it.
I should have DVR'd it.
I thought it was well done. Okay. Ric Flair out of the hospital. There's a picture of him, TMZ. They caught him coming out of the hospital in a wheelchair after surgery. You know, he's 70 years old. They don't say exactly what it was that he was suffering from, but they're wheeling him out. And last story here belongs to Chuck Sheen. Do we have your song, Brad, for Chuck Sheen?
Oh, yeah. 'Cause he's Chuck Sheen. He's watching porn every day. Chuck Sheen. He's doing bricks of cocaine. Chuck Sheen.
Now, that was Chuck has cleaned it all up now, and he doesn't do those things anymore.
Or right. Does he?
This is a classic Chuck Sheen story told by his ex-wife, Denise Richards. She was on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills the other night. And she said this is how Chuck Sheen does Thanksgiving. She says, Charlie came over for Thanksgiving for dinner a few years ago. And he had a hooker in the car in the driveway. He was afraid to tell me. Well, she's in the driveway. Is it okay if she's in the driveway?
I'm going to be thankful, and she's going to be giving.
I said, I'll set an effing plate. Denise Richards said, quote, even a hooker deserves to have Thanksgiving dinner. That's the trash.